Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But I want you to notice back in Hebrews chapter number 11 that Cain offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he, speaking of Abel, was righteous. And God testifying his gifts, and by it he, speaking of Abel, being dead, yet speaketh. Both Cain and Abel came to the prescribed time and place of the sacrifice. Abel's sacrifice was accepted. Cain's was not. Why? Because of Abel's faith, his faith. The sacrifice was made by faith. God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice because of his faith. Abel's offering pointed to Christ, and he came by faith. Cain's offering pointed to himself. He trusted in his own works. God accepted Abel's offering and rejected Cain's offering. Then one has that phrase, God testifying of his gifts. The word testifying means to give honor to. So he gave honor to Abel's gifts, offering his sacrifice, and not to Cain. How did he do that? Well, it's very likely, most likely, that when the thought was that God testified or honored or accepted his pleasure with Abel's sacrifice by consuming it with fire. In other words, there on the altar, and fire would come down. The Bible does not say, but most likely fire came down from heaven and consumed his sacrifice. That's what that word means, testifying. It was made known that his gift was accepted, not Cain's. We see other times in the Old Testament that offerings were accepted and it was consumed by fire. There was a dedication at the tabernacle when Moses dedicated the tabernacle. Leviticus 9:24, fire came from heaven and consumed, and literally that's what the wording is, it consumed the offering, fire from heaven. At the dedication of the temple, in 2 Chronicles 9:24, again, fire came from heaven and consumed the offerings. The offerings that David made in 1 Chronicles 21:26, David offered a sacrifice, an offering, and the Bible tells us that fire came from heaven, consumed that, he accepted that offering. And then remember the one about Elijah. Everybody remembers that one. And Elijah in 1 Kings 18:38, where fire, remember the prophets of Baal and all that was going on, and he poured water on the sacrifice and the altar and just kept pouring water and filling water. Remember that wonderful story? Well, the Bible said the fire came from heaven and consumed that sacrifice, that it was pleasing to God. Well, most likely, again, I wouldn't die on this hill, so to speak, but probably that's how he testified that this was acceptable and this was not, because fire came from heaven, consumed Abel's offering, and it pleased God. And then it makes a statement, he, speaking of Abel, dead, he still speaks. 6,000 years later, we are still talking about the faith of Abel. We can see the necessity and the value of faith. Abel had a worship of faith. That's how he worked. At that prescribed time, it was a time and a place of worship, he had that worship of faith. And then we see verse number 5, Enoch. Enoch had a walk of faith. We're going to see as we go through different characters in chapter number 11, that they all had faith, but in a different light. Abel's was a worship. We see Enoch had a walk of faith. The story of Enoch in verse number 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, the word translation literally means to be called up, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch had a walk of faith. The story of Enoch, by the way, is one of the most fascinating stories in all the Bible. Fascinating. Not a lot is said about Enoch in the Bible. Not a lot is mentioned. But we do find something about him in Genesis chapter number 5, beginning in verse number 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and beget Methuselah. So, in other words, Enoch is 65 years old and he beget Methuselah. You know who Methuselah is or was? You ever heard of Methuselah? The oldest man recorded that ever lived, 969 years, I think he lived. We'll read here a little bit. Yeah, 969. But that was Methuselah's dad, was Enoch. Can you imagine having a baby at 65 years old? Well, because of the lifespan back then, he was like a teenager. He was still a young buck, you know, just a young fry at 65 years, because people were living hundreds and hundreds of years up into there. And, of course, there were reasons for that. I won't get into that. But anyway, verse number 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And we could read on a little bit more, but it's interesting. Oh, I missed verse number 22 and 23. And Enoch walked with God after he beget Methuselah 300 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. So in other words, he had Methuselah at 65. And then the Bible says he walked with God 300 years, which is an interesting thought. What about the first 65 years of his life? He didn't walk with God. Isn't it amazing in how in some people's lives when you have a child? I believe it's what happened to Methuselah. 65 years of age, he didn't walk with God, but now he's seeing little baby Methuselah. He said, you know what? I got to be an example to my son. And he began to walk with God. That's what the Bible says. 300 years, he walked with God. So he lived to be 365 years, which is a great lesson for us. And Dad, let me preach to the dads this morning. Your son, you are to be an example to your boys and to your grandchildren. Enoch realized that. That's why the Word of God puts that in there. When it says that Enoch lived 65 years and he get Methuselah, and then after he beget Methuselah, he walked with God for 300 years. Sometimes in people's lives, having a family kind of, maybe you could understand this, maybe for 65 years, Methuselah was sowing his wild oats. You ever heard that? Ever heard that statement? Yeah, I mean, just living life and enjoying life or whatever it was out there. And now he's, man, now I have a real purpose. I have a son, I have a family. I got to live right and be an example. But anyway, take that for whatever it's worth. But I believe that's what happened in Enoch's life. He saw that. And he walked with God for 365 years. Or 300 years. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God again the second time. It's mentioned, and he was not, for God took him. Interesting. Enoch walked with God. Enoch had a walk of faith. Enoch was Noah's great-grandfather. So Enoch was taken before the flood. Enoch probably knew Adam. Adam lived nine. If you get this genealogy and kind of pointed out, I looked at this past week because I was on vacation, had time to not do nothing but read and study and all, and listen to the ocean. Amen, preacher. All right. It's interesting. Enoch probably knew Adam, because Adam lived 935 years. Methuselah was Enoch's son, who lived 969 years. Now, whether Enoch knew Noah is highly unlikely, because he was probably, if you look at the genealogy and all, but he knew who Adam was because of the length of Adam, because it's 935 years. Anyway, Enoch was translated, which means to transfer, to take something out and put it into another. To take something out and to put it into another. And the word translated means the words are taken out of the English language and placed into a Spanish language. We hear it all the time. You've translated the English language into Spanish. In other words, they took words out of English, translated into another language. This is what translation, take it out of one place and put it in to another. One day we're going to be translated. Enoch was a picture of our translation. A lot of people use that word rapture. Rapture is a good word. I think translation is a more biblical word. I'm not afraid somebody use rapture. I use it sometime preaching. But anyway, we see this thought about translation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.